Hello, Bedside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Hey, good, thank you. Yeah, I can help you. Yeah, okay. So, do you have a referral from your GP? Is it okay? That's all right. You don't necessarily have to have one. So, sorry, I'm just gonna exit what I'm in here. So, yeah, so breast reduction surgery. I mean, I gather if you've got sore shoulders and sore back and you're quite, did they get all the symptoms? Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. So, look, the way it all works, I mean, we do a lot of breast reduction surgery. So, the first step really is just to come in for a consultation. And before you'd have any surgery, you'd have at least two consultations beforehand. And we just arm you with all the information. So, we sort of tell you, I mean, there's obviously lots of different ways of doing breast reduction surgery, so sort of work out the best one for you. And the aim of it obviously is to make you a size that's aesthetically pleasing for you. If you've got any existing asymmetry, then that's addressed so that they're obviously going to both be the same size. And also the shape, if you want, you know, I don't know if you're happy with your breast shape, but some people want the shape different as well. So all those things get addressed in that surgical procedure. And we just give you some information from the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons. They've got lots of brochures and diagrams about how it's done. And we also organise a quote for you. Now, the quoting will depend on whether you've got private insurance or not. If you do have you don't? Okay, that's all right. So some people, we can do two things. You can take out insurance and wait a 12-month waiting period and have it done in 12 months' time, or some people just do it. But obviously doing it's the procedure itself is about 2 hours, or it's about a 2-hour procedure. Sometimes it's a little bit less, sometimes 150 minutes. Sometimes, yeah, it's a bit more. Anyway, if you haven't got insurance, the main sort of out-of-pocket cost is really the hospital, because you do stay in overnight, so it's, you know, $1,300 just to stay one night in the hospital. Then it's the time in the operating theatre. And anyway, we just sort of work out that for you. So, you know, it might end up being $10,000 all up to do it without any insurance. But even if you have got insurance, there's still costs involved. You know, there's still the surgeon's fee. It doesn't at all, because the item numbers, you know, the amount they pay the surgeons isn't very high. So, So the surgeon's out of pocket. So I think from memory, the fee, like the surgical fee for that procedure, I think is around $5,000, and your insurance might cover 2,000 of it. So it's about three. Yes, there is. Yeah, but that's what I mean. But it won't be much. So the Medicare rebate might be, oh, look, it might be $900 or something. So, like, if they're 5,000 or 5,500, it'll be 4,000 or 4,500, okay? Because you'll get, but what you'd do is you'd pay the full amount, and then after your surgery, we give you a receipt and you go and claim it. But I think the best thing is to do is just to come in, have an appointment, meet the surgeon, go through everything, get all the quotes, get all the information so you know exactly what you're in for, whether you self-fund or whether you wait and get private insurance. and do it that way. And then you go sort of weigh up the costs. I mean, it's probably, if you wanted to have private insurance in, I mean, just taking out private insurance for the procedure, it may not save you that much for that procedure, other procedures it does. You can do the maths once you've got all the information anyway and work out how you want to proceed. And then it's sort of really your, once you know you're in hospital, you stay the night, the surgeon sees you the next day, changes your bandages, you come back a week later, and then you sort of go into like a boob tube type dressing. You don't really go into a bra for a while until you're fully healed. Get you sort of all healed up first, because you'll have, and normally the suture lines are sort of around, because your nipple gets repositioned, is around the nipple itself, and then sort of underneath the nipple down to right underneath your breasts. It's like a T-shaped sort of suture line there. So there's nothing above, there's no suture lines above your breasts, and by the time the scars fade, you can't really even see them. Oh, you're young then. Yeah, no, you're pretty young. Yeah. Have you had? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's funny because, well, look, breast tissue does change over you and it gets denser. And have you had a mammogram recently? That's the other. Because I know David likes everyone to have, so when you see him, he'll probably send you off to have a mammogram, because we just sort of do it routinely now, that it's only happened once that someone had a breast reduction, and when it was all sent off, it came back with like cancerous cells in it. So you sort of want to know that before you have the procedure. But she was young, so it was unexpected, so she wouldn't normally have been having them, but he just says now, and we're just going to get everyone to have a mammogram beforehand, and just make sure, you know, and it's good baseline to have that as well. Yeah, probably maybe, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look through all the quotes. But yeah, I'm just for that procedure. Yeah, look, I would say it would be probably closer to 12, maybe, if you didn't have insurance. No, I know. No, look, our fees are pretty reasonable, and the hospitals, we've got a good bit. And our anaesthetists are reasonable. So usually the surgeons charge really big fees that the anaesthetists do, that they use as well. They sort of do a percentage of the surgeon's fee. But ours are pretty good. And David's good. Have you looked at his website? Have you? Yeah, he's like, he does, I think that's his forte. He does really lovely breast surgery. You know, he does a really good job. And he, you know, he was head of the unit at Monash for a while before he sort of left there. So he's very experienced. So, but it's just sort of a matter of, yeah, working out, yeah, getting all the information. Yeah. So you don't have, look, I could book you in for an appointment now. You could, look, it's good to have the referral when you come to us. Only because, I mean, you need it for the surgery, but the cost of an initial consultation is $200, and with the referral you get $86.15 back from Medicare. So it's worthwhile, yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh, look, honestly, most people we see have been thinking about things for years before they come in to us, so that's not abnormal. Yeah. Loose. Yeah. Look, she's so happy. Yeah. Well, that's good. Skin. Yeah. And we have done that for people too, where they sort of have that circumferential lipectomy, but without, when you say lipectomy, it's usually because you're removing fat. But sometimes we've done someone who David said, like, she was so fit, like so incredibly fit. It really was just skin. Her, yeah. It's and look, this surgery, you don't do it for anyone else. You do it for yourself, and it's about you and how you feel. And I mean, the only consideration I think that you should, and David would make you aware of this, is if you don't have insurance, and say you have a hematoma or something, like an unlikely, complications are rare, but it's surgery, so they do happen occasionally. If you had to go back to theatre, then there'll be additional fees. Now, Mr. Ross never ever charges an out of pocket for his fee to take anyone back to theatre for when these things happen, and it is very rare. Like, it might happen twice a year or something. Or, if there's an infection, we've got to take someone back next week because they've got an infection. And but she's got insurance, so it doesn't cost her anything at all to have her wound sort of cleaned up. But it's only 30 minutes under anaesthetic to clean it. But if you didn't have insurance, there it's you just you need to be aware of that. And I'm not trying to put you off. I'm just sort of saying that's sort of like a reality of it all. No. You it sounds like you need it done. So whereabouts do you live? Are you Hyatt? Oh, well, just why don't I make an appointment for you at the Brighton Rooms, and you can get a referral in between times and just bring it with you. Now, are you working? Do you work? Okay, so we can do. At what time do you tend to start work? Are you working every day, full time? And what hours? Yeah, that's all right. We can do it for when he's. So, what I do is see, I can give you, like, because we do save, I save 8 o'clock appointments for people who work. So, like, and I've just kept them. So I've got 1 8 o'clock on Thursday the 31st. I've got the next week, I think there's nothing. And yeah, so Monday the 11th of August, I've got an 8 o'clock. Oh, but let me, Monday. Okay, Wednesday's no good. We don't consult. Friday, we're only consulting at Frankston if you wanted to go down there. But you probably won't want to go down there. So we could do that. Or you could just, have a morning off or something, or off work. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if you wanted to come before work, I'd do 8. But yeah, there are other times. So, okay, all right. So, well, the next Monday, okay. So, if you didn't do 8, I could do 10:15. Is that? Oh no, I'm talking about only at Brighton mornings, and the only time we consult in the afternoon is down at Frankston, but that's Thursdays, isn't it? At 10 o'clock on the 11th of August. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, and give me a call, and in before. While you're doing that, I might just go and see if I can find someone who had this surgery without insurance, and just have a little sneak peek at their quote and what the total cost was. All right, so you've got a more of a realistic idea. Okay, I know that sort of ballpark, but all right, yeah. No, it won't be. No, even like we're doing a fairly major thing, and they're never the biggest things that we do might be 18, but that's like doing full body lift type things, which take 4 hours. So it won't be, anything like that. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. And sorry, I've forgotten your name. Just Sarah. Sorry, Sarah. Okay. All right. Just give me a buzz back when you, once you've got your appointment, and I can do that for you. Okay. Take care. Okay. Bye. Bye.